Okay, many thanks, Miles. Welcome back to our coverage of the 2017 Dual Donegal International Rally, where it has, of course, all been happening on the final day of the event. I've got record holder Andrew Nesbitt with me in the Highland car as we sit on the bridge in Fannad. We'll get his thoughts on the battle at the front in just a second, but as the crew sit in service, Chris Ashmore will have a reaction from them very, very soon in the program as well. It's Donna Kelly and Connor Foley, who are leading at the head of the international field by 4.7 seconds from Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett. The focus was faultless on Glenn first time round. An almost bone dry Glenn compared to the two wet stages of Atlantic Drive and Fannad previously, but Kelly responded, having been 1.8 seconds down going into the Glen, taking 7 odd seconds out of Manus on that stage to lead by 4.7. Donna Kelly is in front ahead of Manus as we head for the final loop. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy have a bit of a battle on to keep third place, because Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in the R5 Fiesta are chasing down the Subaru Impreza. There's just 0.4 of a second between Jennings and Fisher battling for third place. Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, the championship leader, 17.5 adrift in fifth, followed by Josh Moffat, who is in sixth position, and the rest of the top ten is made up of Porrick Duffy in the Fiesta at seven. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Geaney, who are experiencing drive shaft issues, are sitting in eighth position. Callum Duffy is in ninth and leading class two, and Marty Gallagher and Dean O'Sullivan are wrapping up the top ten. Elsewhere in the national category, there's a huge battle as well. The times have all been sorted out. There was an issue on Atlantic Drive, but as we told you, Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh in that Mark II Escort, 52 seconds in front with three stages to go. Is this going to be the year that they will eventually take a national rally title in Donegal? They've been at it for 16 seasons, 16 years. Is this going to be the one? The Milkman, Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy are close in hand on the Toyota Starlet, and they sit in second position, but they've got a fight on their hands with Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, who are 11.9 adrift in third in the Escort. They seem to like the wet. They had a serious time in Fannad first time round. It's raining again down in the peninsula here, and that could suit Loughran. Adrian Hetherington in the Escort with Ronan O'Neill on board is up into fourth, but Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan are just 4.7 seconds adrift in fifth position. The rest of the top ten is made up of Vivian Hamilton in sixth, Damien Toner is in seventh, John Boner eighth, Peter Wilson ninth, and in tenth position, Martin McGee. We lost the national rally leader in Fannad first time round today, Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan, in that impressive Darien car, leading by just 0.4 of a second, but unfortunately for them, their rally came to an end in the opening section off the Fannad stage, and that meant that the rally was over, and it handed the lead to Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, who are looking to take it home back to the finish ramp in the Mount Errigal. Let's go back to that international category, the fight at the front. There's 4.7 seconds in it. There's a big battle on the roads, but there's going to be a psychological battle between the drivers here as well as they head to the final stage. How big a boost for Donna was that Andrew Nesbitt in the last stage in Glen to take seven out of the defending champion?
That was a fantastic drive, but the conditions suited it. They were on the slick tires, which were ideal for the conditions that Glen was showing up. But here's the big problem right now. They're going to the next stage, which is going to be Fannad again. And as you can see, the rain's coming in. It's a slow mist coming off the sea. And Donegal, when that comes in, it gets really slippy, really greasy. And the tire choice is really the big problem right now. What would I be doing? I'd still be staying on slicks. I think I'd have the Stanley knife out. I'd be getting a little mark through the tyres so that she'll grip a little bit more. But coming into the Atlantic Drive again, you have to have grippy, grippy tyres. And, you know, it really doesn't matter if it's wet or dry in the Atlantic Drive. The stones really grab a hold of the tyre. But for Fannad Head, it's slippy. And who knows, when they get to Glen again, coming into that village, it's very slippy. And as you can see, the rain is on here.
Yeah. So, would it be fair to say, given what Manus done on the first stage this morning, taking out of Donna in wet conditions, could we see that happen again in the next one?
That's very likely to happen. It is more or less going to happen, I do believe. However, the tyre choice is going to be critical, and what lines they put in their tyres is going to be critical to win this rally. The two drivers are really hot on each other's heels, but, you know, not gambling the statement here, but I think the man that gets the right tyre and has the right groove in the tyre is going to win this Donegal International Rally. Yeah.
There's also a battle for third. Gary Jennings is under a bit of pressure now with young Alistair Fisher hot on his tail. There's really nothing in that for the battle for third, and Fisher is going well.
He's absolutely, he's having the drive of his life. I was watching him coming off Atlantic Drive, and you know he was catching Gary. I know Gary has a problem with the back diff, but whether or not that car was the fastest around Atlantic Drive, and it was just an amazing pace. You know, I was looking back at some of the old times, and it was always 7:30, 7:40, and he did it minus 7:30, I think 7:24, an amazing time, and that is one hell of a pace to get round the Atlantic Drive, I can assure you of that.
You are a record six-time winner of Donegal. You're the only man to win every single stage on a Donegal International. I think it was 24 in that you've done it. There's three stages to go here. How do you handle the pressure, given that the battle is at the frontier and there's only 4 seconds in it? How do the top drivers try and I suppose curb this pressure that's involved in trying to win Donegal, Andrew?
I think they need to go into this next stage, which is Thanet, and try to run the same pace as each other. If they can have that, you're going to see one hell of a race when they get to Atlantic Drive, and Glenn, it's going to be an amazing race to the finish line.
Right, put your neck on the line. Who are you calling?
I am going to call it that Manus is going to take the next stage. However, I think Dunn is going to come back at him again.
Andrew Nesbitt, many thanks.
You're very welcome.
That's Andrew Nesbitt, former record holder of the Donegal International Rally, giving his thoughts ahead of this final loop. The cars are in service. They're going to be heading out to Thanet shortly. The first car due there is at 3:15, and the first car on the road will be Donnacailly. We're all set for another epic finish to Donegal. We've seen it last year when Manus won by just half a second. Are we going to see the same this year? There's a big battle at the front between Donna and also between Manus. Plus, as well, not forgetting about the National, Damien Gallagher, an advantage of 52 himself and his navigator, Mac Walsh, ahead of Declan Gallagher, but there's still a lot to play for in the National battle as well. Coming up shortly, before the second half gets underway of the football, we will have a reaction from the drivers. Chris Ashmore has been there. He's been speaking to the leading crews. That is on the way shortly, but Miles is back to you in the studio in the meantime.